A couple of Michigan hoopers are adding more and more points to the record book, and we start to look ahead to the winter tournament season. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. The MHSAA girls basketball record book is littered with entries from current senior Avery Zinn and current junior Mia McGregor. Zinn, a senior at Genesee, is in position to become the seventh player to top the 2,500 career point mark. She's averaging nearly 40 points per game, and the 851 points she scored last season are the third highest in a single MHSAA season. She's topped 50 points in a game six times in her career and scored 22 points in a quarter, tied for the second most all time. Zinn is also on the most made free throws and steals list. Her name appears in the record book 20 times. When it comes to scoring, Mayo junior Mia McGregor might eventually top Zinn and everyone else in state history. She scored more than 1,600 points in her first 2 years, with the second highest and 15th highest single season marks. If she repeated those totals, she would easily surpass Jasmine Hines to become the state's all-time leading scorer. She owns the record for the most points in a quarter with 25 and notched 14 assists in a game against Atlanta a year ago. All told, her name appears 26 times in the record book. For more on Zinn's senior season, check out the article on MHSAA.com. And to see where both Zinn and McGregor end up in the record books, go to the girls' basketball page and click on Records. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, East Lansing's KJ Torbert scored 39, including 8 in overtime, as the Trojans beat Rockford in a matchup of the two top-ranked teams in Division I. Granville Calvin Christian senior Addie Rhodes went over 1,000 career points in a 54-31 win over Wyoming Kelloggsville. And a Baraga senior Kara Roberts, her three-pointer as time expired, gave Baraga a 42-39 win over Hancock.
Graduating seniors could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a four-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Welcome to Be the Referee with the MHSAA's Sam Davis.
Did you know there's no such thing as over the back in basketball? If two players are going for a rebound and the player behind another player is able to grab it over the top of the player in front, that's not necessarily a foul. He or she did not go over the back. The player behind another player may have committed a foul such as bumping the player in front or pushing that player, gaining an advantage to grab the rebound, but that would be whistled for a push or grab, not over the back. A taller player or player who can jump higher grabbing a rebound is not a foul. It is only a foul if they create an advantage by pushing, bumping, or any other kind of illegal contact while in the process of going for a rebound. Fans yell over the back all the time, but an official will never call a foul for going over the back.
Thanks, Sam. You can be a referee. Go online now to register at MHSAA.com. Now that everyone is back from winter break and the winter sports seasons are in full swing, let's quickly run down the postseason schedule for you as that kicks off in February. First up is the Upper Peninsula Swim and Dive Finals on Saturday, February 21st. 2 days later, the Ski Finals take place at Boyne and Shush Mountains. The weekend of February 27th and 28th, we'll see the Team Wrestling Finals take place in Kalamazoo, and three divisions of the Bowling Finals, with Division I taking place March 1st and 2nd. And then the following weekend, which might be one of the busiest in recent MHSAA history. Starting on Thursday, March 5th, you've got the ice hockey semifinals and finals in Plymouth. March 6th and 7th has the gymnastics finals at Milford High School, the competitive cheer finals at Central Michigan, and the individual wrestling finals at Ford Field. Boys basketball concludes its season March 12th through 14th, with Lower Peninsula boys swim and dive finals that weekend as well. And then girls basketball wraps up the winter season March 19th through 21st. If you weren't writing all that down, don't worry. You can get all the winter dates, times, and locations for tournament games by going to MHSAA.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll be back next week.